Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on January 7th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Chanunoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the current economic situation in Zimbabwe as teachers threaten to boycott work.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-6192077, and we will call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com. If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the current economic situation in Zimbabwe, where doctors are on strike and are likely to be joined by teachers tomorrow on the first day of the 2019 financial year. Doctors who are demanding salary payments in United States dollars, improved working conditions, and the revival of the state-sponsored vehicle loan scheme downed tools on December 1st, 2018. Teachers today held several meetings with state officials as the Zimbabwe Teachers Association has already declared that its members are too incapacitated to start work tomorrow. The teachers are also demanding payment in U.S. dollars as the current quasi-currency, the bond note, has lost value together with the real-time gross settlement. And this comes at a time when most parents are saying they are struggling to buy uniforms and pay fees for school-going children. Please note that we are live-streaming this show on Facebook pages VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So if you want to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. Yebo kambe mahlabe sikhangela indaba ezingani zihlaba abantu sibili enhliziyweni. Lapha ke sikhuluma ke ngokukhalela umsebenzi okwenziwa ngodokotela. Sibele isikhatshana sibili kumbe ngathi namhlanje kukwanise amalanga angu-38. Kuzobuya ke obabalisi bathi kusasa balakho ukuthi abasoze beye emsebenzini. Kusenzakala khonokho abazali bathi abayenelisi ukuthenga impahla yabantwana ngenxa yokuthi ke phela imali iyahlupha. Nxa sisigangela udokotela nababalisi bathi imali asebeyifuna yokuthi babhadalwe iholo labo ngamadola emelika. Kuzobuya ke siyabona ukuthi ke uhulumende uthi hayi abanye odokotela sebebuyele emsebenzini kodwa udokotela bathi akunjalo. Kusobala ukuthi uhulumende uzama ukuthi aqile abantu ebatshengisela ngazani sebekule sivumelwano khonokho akakenzakali khonokho. So ke sifuna ukuzwangani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Ngenani kuhlelo khona manje nansi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Kunjalo babandi.
Jue, nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya mamiriro akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe maererano nenyaya dzezvemari nenyaya dzezveupfumi nenyaya dzevashandi vazhinji vavo vavakumboranga mabasa ndo nyaya yatikuda kuti titarise tikurukure nhasi kuda kuti pananewo mazano tinzwe kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei sezvamanzwa kana muchida kuti kupinda muchirongwa munotifonera pa 001-202-619-2077 tigokufonerai mugotipavo pfungwa dzenyu. Mamiro zvinhu hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka mazuva ano pamusoro penyaya dzezveupfumi pamusoro penyaya dzezvemari. Tina maticha varairidzi vari kuramwa mabasa vari kutotibo kutangidza mangwana chaiko vanenge vachishanda mazuva maviri pasvondo rese rese kusvika hurumende yagadzirisa zviri kuvanetsa. Asi vati kwanzi tinopa hurumende mazuva gumi namana kana hurumende isina kuita zvavari kuda vava kuita pastrike chayo zvokugara kumba zvokusaenda kuchikoro. Saka ndogumwe rutivi unorumwe rutiviwo vana chirembavo vari kutivo vane zvichemo zvavanoda kuti denho hurumende yagadzirisa havasi kuendawo kumabasa. Nyaya dzacho dziri kungoramba dzichienderera mberi, asi hurumende iri kuti chimwe chezvichemo zvavarayiridzi nana chiremba chokuti vabhadhagwa nemari yokunze kana kuti US dollar hazvigoni, nokuti hurumende inoti haina mari yokuita zvose izvozvo. Zvino ndo imwe nyaya iri kunetsa. Musakanganwa kuti chirongwa ichi chiri kubuda paFacebook page yedu live iko zvinoti chikurukura dhuve.
Ye, kunjalo ke njombo wande ekubeka ke pakati kwenu ikuti ke uhlelo lolu luphuma ke live kuFacebook kuVOA Studio 7, VOA Shona lakuVOA Ndebele. Lingakhohlwa njalo lokuthi sikhona phela emsakazweni weStudio 7. So we are happy that we are joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma, a former parliamentarian, and he's a current member of the ruling party. He's in the Central Committee. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us and Happy New Year.
Oh, compliments of the new season, indeed. We thank the Lord, and at least there's a bit of rain now that are pouring on us, so it gives us some bit of hope, especially on the livestock and also the crops. This is a good development for 2019. To start 2019. We thank the Lord, indeed.
When we look at the economic situation in Zimbabwe, indications are that the economy is declining very fast, and the U.S. dollar is, everyone wants to be paid now in U.S. dollars. We know that the doctors have been on strike for a long time now. Teachers are also threatening to go on strike. And it seems as if the situation in the country, Mr. Chuma, is very chaotic now. So what is going on?
Well, I can safely tell you that we at times get to a point of inconsideration and at times of not being sincere with ourselves, and at times being so pessimistic that we never want to give anything a chance. This is a new dispensation that just began its journey. And honestly speaking, I would have loved and I would have thought that the most logical thing that should have happened is that we should all have given it a chance to rally behind it and make it work. Because unfortunately, like I have repeatedly said, this game of economics will take everybody on board. It cannot be done by one party, the ruling party, ZANU-PF. It can't be done by a certain sector. Even if they were to give MDC the rocks today, and then ZANU-PF decided to sabotage their spell, they will still come under the same conditions as we are facing now. So the economy needs everybody to speak with one voice, everybody to remember that Zimbabwe is the first common denominator to all of us before we are either ZANU-PF or MDC or ZAPO, or as a Catholic, Zayoja, or my church, same way. But we will face us, Zimbabweans. We are born to be Zimbabweans. Then we choose what we want to do with our lives later on. So this is the moment when people really need to have a strong and big paradigm shift to come back together and say, let us focus. Just like what the president said when he was inaugurated, he actually opened up the doors for even the opposition leader, Advocate Chamisa, to say, come, we have a role to play in this new government. And such is the way and the direction that we need to take as Zimbabweans if we are going to rescue this moment and come out a better country with a very versatile economy.
But apparently it is very clear that ZANU-PF is actually in power. And for you to blame the opposition of sabotaging the economy and all those things, some people are saying, you know what, ZANU-PF has failed and is not doing the right thing. So are people precise, really correct to say the problem is with ZANU-PF, nothing else?
No, it can't be true. ZANU-PF is coming up to say, let us work together, let us develop this economy, and they are trying to bring up policies to open up. If you remember, the previous regime had no open-door policy at all. We were disengaging ourselves from everybody, the international community. But now this new regime led by our President Mnangagwa is saying that, no, let us engage everybody. Let us look east and look west and look everywhere and have everybody partaking of this beautiful nation called Zimbabwe. So that's the trajectory that we need. But now the problem is that there are others who are saying, so how are we going to succeed? That's why I said that even if MDC had to come into power now and ZANU-PF adopts such kind of hypocrisy and such kind of mentality to say we are going to throw spanners into the works of MDC, they will never go anywhere. My brother, that's why they said united will stand but divided will fall. So as long as everybody doesn't come to this party, we are going to have a problem. So this is the time when people need to realize that patriotism must be more than a partisan politics of saying, I'm ZANU-PF, I'm MDC. MDC can have good ideas, and ZANU-PF must be able to embrace those ideas and move on with them. ZANU-PF can have good ideas. MDC must accept that as well, and we all move on together. But the moment we always want to oppose and oppose each other for the sake of opposing, then we'll never grow, we'll never go anywhere. Let us take examples from nations like where you are right now in America. The Democrats and the Republicans can fight and oppose each other, but when it comes to the issue of America, they will close ranks and come together. And that's why America is where it is today. But with our mentality here of saying, whatever ZANU-PF says,
as we speak right now, Mr. Chuma, there's a government shutdown here in America over differences on matters to do with border security and others. But meanwhile, can you hold there? I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Opet Masarawore, president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Mr. Masarawore, good evening and welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much, sir.
Yes, I think Mr. Wando posed a question.
Ko mabudiso amjere nguva iyi nai vamasaraure.
Dabuda mjere mafikati hurumende yedu iri tete yedu ine apeta yekusunga vanhu yekubvisa vanhu vasichakana zombo yekubvisa vanhu vasichakubvisa nacho tungori vadzidzisi vari kutambura vanototoda kudya toda kutumira vana vedu kuzvikoro. Saka tasungwa tikazoburiswa after 3 hours. Tasungwa anonga tazobuda kwako kuma 100 here. Tabuda tasungwa kuma around 14.
Mhosva yamanga muchipomerwa ndeyei?
Hatina mhosva yatapomerwa. Tangoita dzimwe zvekuita nguvasangana nemabhinya asi ari mapurisa akatopfeka yunifomu dzenyika vanotobhadharwa mari mubateti zvedu sevanhu vakatopfeka zvose zvombo zvekugwisa kana paine mhirizhonga. Isu tirikuzvifambira tichiimba nziyo, vakatitakura vakatiisa mumota yavo
vakatendeaita
kuti mhosva yamunapomera ndeyo vakati hatisati anayo.
Pane vanoti varayiridzi ava vari kuda kuratidzira kuti vari kuita zvamastrike pamwe chete nana Chiremba vari kutumwa navamwe vanhu, ndizvo here? Mungati chinamashoko vayo
masaisa yacho anoita se anorasika kuno.
Oh, ndanga ndati pane vamwe vanhu vanoti vadzidzisi nana Chiremba ava vari kuratidzira vari kuramwa mabasa pane ari kuvatuma, munoti chii nemashoko iwayo?
Ivowo ndo umbwa hwakakurisisa.
Aiwa, aiwa, vamasaraure, vamasaraure, pamusoro
ndine urombo, ndine urombo.
Okay.
Ndine urombo, ndaandichida kuti ikoko ndokushayisa kwakakurisisa kunoitwa nevanhu vakaguta vanofunga kuti matumbu avo oga ndiwo akakosha. Vanhu vanofunga kuti vana vavo voga ndiwo vakakosha. Vanhu vanofunga kuti utano hwavo voga ndiwo hwakakosha. Vanhu vanodaro vanotumira vana vavo kunodzidza kuamerica, vanotumira vana vavo kunodzidza kuaustralia. Vanhu vanodaro havana chavanoshaya mudzimba dzavo. Isusu weare ordinary citizens vari kushaya kana chekubata mudzimba. We work tirelessly for this country tichisungirira kuti tidzidzisa vana vachipasa nyika ichibhosta ichiti tine vanhu vanotidzidzisa education yedu yakakura zvisingaiti. Isu toti todawo muhoro unoita kuti tiwane chekudya, todawo muhoro unoita kuti tiwaseeti vana vedu muchipatara. Muoti tatumwa, ndingatumwa here kuti ndizive kuti mwana wangu ane nzara? ndingatumwe here kuti ndizive kuti handina mari yekukurisa muchovha kuenda kubasa. Unhubu unoitwa nevanhu vanoti kana vabata voti pavakabata ipopo vakushandisa fosi yekutanga ndiyo yavanoshandisa mapurisa, asi tachitangwa anongogirebha vanhu semasandi eminisiya inongo yachikobata vanhu zvisite zvoti hatingamhosi hatitakutendera. Vanoshandisa chechipiri vachishandisa zvenyaya yestate propaganda, vanogara pasoshandisa maresources avangadai vachiisa kudevelopment yenyika kuti vagenerate lives and money dzekungodistributa nyika. It's unnecessary and it's uncalled for. This country is going to move forward beyond the malice inotoa propaganda yakuti vanhu ngavauye vashadire jeta whatever. The biggest jeta rekudirwa ndere vanhu vari misdirected vanofunga kuti ivo vega ndo vane matumbu isati panokudiwa.
Mwambomira ipapo tichadzoka kwamuri. Mr. Masaraure Senga.
Ndinotenda patadzoka vama Lawrence Mapengo vadinhavo vachange vachipindira.
Okay.
So urombo ndazwa ukasha
nezvinhu
zvatogara tichinotaura nevanhu, saka ndichakumbira va Lawrence Mapengo vanove sekretari veeducation research pamunodzoka ndo vatange.
Aiwa, tatenda chaizvo vamasaraure, tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Masaraure is not happy with the accusations or insinuations that the doctors, the teachers have a hidden agenda, or they are being asked to do this by some unseen hand. But he says his biggest question is that, do I have to be told by anyone that my child is hungry? So he's saying that this is what they are fighting for, that they should have an equal part of the cake so that, you know, the country can move forward. So what I wanted to ask Mr. Chuma, how are you, Mr. Chuma?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much. There are those people who say that the new dispensation has been given more than enough time to show a difference from the way things were and the way things are today. They are saying that things instead are getting worse. What can you say to that, Mr. Chuma?
I will tell you one thing straight up. It would be very unfortunate to hear anybody say that this new dispensation has been given enough time already, because we're actually less than a year into the new rule of the new dispensation. And you must know that building a country is not like cooking a pot of sada where you just boil water and then pour in millimil and that's it. You are good to go. It takes a whole lot of other dimensions to build up a nation and to sustain an economy that was already in its comatose. So I'll definitely tell you that this thing needs more time. It needs the engagement. It needs a focus and being together as a nation. It's not going to be a ruling party thing. It's not going to be an MDC thing. It's going to be a Zimbabwean thing. So as we go into it, let us look into this equation as an equation that can only be solved if X and Y are all together in it. Once there is one component that's not in it, we are going to have a problem.
But then when we look at the situation, we are seeing a lot of disgruntlement across professional organizations like the doctors, the teachers, for example. And now we hear that the miners are also threatening to join in this strike. Don't you believe that things are getting a little bit worse than they should have been otherwise?
Quite true indeed, but I'll tell you that it's very unfortunate to see things going that road. And when you really look into it, I will forgive anybody who actually say that there's another hand, a hidden hand pulling the strings there to make some of these things dance to a certain tune. It becomes unfortunate when professions like teaching, the medicine profession, become polarized as well, and politics comes into play. Those are professions that have always been respected, and I think that should have been left alone of this game. But if you look at our Zimbabwean situation, it's so very unfortunate that our opposition party normally taps into those kind of bodies and professions like the ZCTUs, because we all know it's not a secret that the MDC was born out of the ZCTU anyway. But now we are now sort of diluting genuine grievances that are there. The teachers have, genuine grievances. Doctors have genuine grievances. Those things should be addressed in a sober manner, and they definitely have to be attended to. But unfortunately, while we are at it, some elements of politics come out now and start disturbing and distorting what the genuine people are really crying for. Look at by the doctors, they are crying for forex, but in their profession, well, they are not producing any forex at all. So what do they expect the government to get the forex from at the moment? They already see that government is struggling to try and get forex to bring in basic commodities like fuel and even drugs that they are going to use in hospitals, and then they demand their salaries in forex. Surely, this is our thing. We are growing it, and while it's still growing, yet that land is not really grown to support such things. Is it going to grow? Karagudu, we are actually killing it. That's one thing. That thing. Those are the kind of questions that must come into people's minds. Yes, I can understand miners. Mine gold or platinum, whatever, and they're earning that forex. I can understand them when they say, let's have the forex, because they're earning it every day. But every other sector, really, if you are patriotic and you want to grow this thing, we should understand and bear with the government to say, they still don't have what they would want to actually have. It's just like you at home. Kanawa, retrenched and you're not working. And then your kids are crying for meat, yet you are actually on a linen budget, and you can probably afford meat once a week. They must really understand then when you sit down with them and say, guys, this is the situation. I'm no longer working at the moment, so we now need to tighten up a couple of things.
Thank you,
if
Juma.
They are proper children, they must understand you and bear with you at that moment until you get all right.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. So, Dr. Slobaba, Ukafron, Love, Kuwen. Baba, Love, how are you doing?
I'm going to go to Zimbabwe. Into zakala kwese Zimbabwe izima kakhulu because into sesikhala ukuthi nga ungaphuma le party ungene enye I party at least because now akuna ama doctor ezibhedlela ama teacher na ata striker so into esikhala kakhulu ukuthi nga ungaba no change ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi izimbabwe siibuild ibe right because manje even imali ayikho ekhaya sisebenzisa ama foreign currency so it's not ngoba it's not right kumele singathi izwe lethu liba nemali. But for now, the country to Aina Mad. Some of the Mads, the Mania Mads, but in my Lapana, I live upon the corner. I sevens. More happen, I will need I sevens. And there's another South Africa, another Abitat Lima, so many who will be the effect. So that's a big problem. So now, it was an incredible belief in the country. Then the party, a party of Busa and PF, Ipume, Embusuan, Ungay, MTV, at least it's born to an MTV. What's going to do Israel and abandon? Because now, she are kind of the same as man. She has the best of what I see born into the same as a whole. Into the too expensive car. So, into the kind of what I'm going to any party was would be to build a country to any party. Bondi ona izo shia wupi squads ubona ukuthi nathi siyahamba siyisebenza emakhaya silele South Africa nje asijabule because asikwazi ukubona ingane zethu ukuzibona ingane sizingile after 1 year, so that's a big problem. At least uma benzele le khaya ngizobona eBulawayo ngiyakwazi ukushaza ngeFriday ngihambe ngela le khaya ngibona ingane zami, but for now noma ngishaza ngeFriday angikhoni ukuthi ngihambe ngiyebona ingane because sizakufanele Monday lezemsebenzini and the country sekudingi kakhulu yabona.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Ndlovu, ungathi nokusasa sibongile bakho.
Okay, siyabonga mfowethu.
Yes, that's Mr. Kafron Ndlovu. He's in South Africa. He's complaining really about the bond notes. He's saying they are not working at all. That's the problem that Zimbabwe is facing. Mm. Says those bond notes are too problematic.
Mm.
And then at the same time he was saying that ZANU-PF has failed, so the leadership of ZANU-PF should pave way for MDC. So that he can always visit home and see his kids and so forth. So yeah. So now, I don't know whether we've got a reaction from people.
There is someone here who is saying exactly what you have just said. This is Charles Katerere, who is saying that Zvinotodam Tungamiri Asiri Dambudzo Ngava Pivacha Misa. That's his opinion, that they need a new leader.
And naturally, I think Juma's reaction would be like, you know, it's not like sharing cigarettes. Yeah?
No, that's no, power. No. yeah. And mm-hmm. Nicodemus Matariro, anoti apana, apana nyayapa.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't believe that the ZANU-PF is trying to do, really trying to do anything
mm-hmm.
Helpful. And then Mehluleli Moyo
mm-hmm.
is very critical of Mr. Chuma.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that he's not looking at the bigger picture, but that he's just looking at the situation around himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Ernest Gomani, who just says, Zvaka Oma, Tawanda Gorondondo wants to talk to us. We'll call him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tennyson Sibiya says, Vumai kutitakone wa mupe wa mwebasa wa no gona. That's Mr. Sibiya.
Mm-hmm.
Nicodemus Matariro mm-hmm. says that this so-called new dispensation is just as good as nothing to the ordinary Zimbabwean. Yeah, and Takura Huni says that enough time ya Uno Taura during GNU
mm-hmm.
change was seen within a short space of time. Ipai mwana mu. Oh, I don't know what this word means, so I won't try to say it.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. Yeah, so I think we've got a caller, but before going to that caller, Mr. Wande,
mm-hmm.
We've got Tendai Ipindura who says, my way, naive two way.
Mm.
So I think
that's a cry of despair.
Uh-huh. Then Zakile Liline is saying, I'm watching you guys. Then Utuli Masoga, why is ZANU-PF blaming other people for his own problems? Then Tabisa Mbuyazu is saying, Tube, I'm watching as well. Thank you so much, Tabisa, for watching us. And then we've got a caller. Can you take that caller? I think it's Shona, the speaker.
Makadi niko paru, narapa.
Nivara Makadi. Achiochimba, babamuno chimba wele.
Aywa, titofara. Chirikuta ora nani?
Chirikuta ora na wakriti mwamba. Wari kuketa wana.
Ehe. Tiba zire wune funga zenyu panya ya irimudari roi.
Panya edu mudariro wakuru wangu ningikona kuti wakuru wakone wabata especially yo watungamiriri yedu nokuti yo watungamiriri yedu kana vachitenga zvinhu zvavanotenga nemari yekunze especially rekuamerica vanhu vakadzidza vanhu vanenge madhokotera nevanhu ivo maticha ndivada kupoyo mari yemapepa kuti vakwanise kuti vadzokere kubasa indoona kuti pakashata vakuru kana vakonewa havasiyire vechidiki vechidiki vose vabasa voenda mberi zviri nane chero havo vazhinji vechidiki vanotagaa zviri nane kuti tiwane muneuiri munhu anoreva nhema wechituko chava chaneta nevava vake vari kutungamirira because vauraya nyika hakuna izvozvi so kuti nditumire mari akatumira ari maranga akachinhu ari kumabhondi hapana zvandiendaita saka nini chandirongora chekuti gavhumendi iripo inofanira ngosiya nekuti problem iso kwetuke problem avangu ndopane
pane pfungwa dzangu ndizvatinongoenda chete. Aiwa, tinotenda nemashoko enyu.
Mm-hmm.
Asi munoaso kuti zvikakwanisika here izvozvo zvokuti hurumende ingoisa zvinhu pasi yofamba yoenda? Zvinogoneka here izvozvo?
Ipapo ipapo vava vanoneta because hei asimba vanorinda pakutungamirira asi havachakoniwe vatadza ivo vakarwara vanofuraya. Oratika isisi hama dzedu even thoze tiri kuno kunze kwenyika izvozvi kazibere kwangu arwara handikwanisi kumunza kokuno kuno kwatwakafira kwetekedzanzi kure ipo panapo pachida mari yakawanda ndinotadza kutomunza asi iwo zviri izvi saka ipapo ndoti zvinovamboziva izvo hama vacho vakavhotera ehe hongu vakakumbira musharudza pfuura asi pane vamwe vacho vakavhota havasi kuwana kumbavafungira ndoona kuti varume havanana basa kana hanyanezii kuti vikabva pachigaro zvinonetsa tinozviziva
hai vatatenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu tatenda zvikuru nokutitsigira kwamuri kuita tinovimba kuti zvinhu zvichafamba zvakanaka no his solution is very simple the government should just give up and let other people do it
Yeah,
I wanted to know if it is practical, and he admits that it's not practical, but he's adamant that we need new leadership, people with new ideas.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear what other people are saying on Facebook. We've got Faith Cutler who says, no longer an excuse saying new dispensation. How is the MDC throwing spanners in ZANU-PF's works? Vama Saraure is on point and Mr. Chuma should listen. Then Zwelani Reeves Moyo says, ZANU-PF is the old dispensation and the same new dispensation. It has never respected its own policies. Then Ever Weak Mare says, ZANU-PF failed the people of Zimbabwe 30 years ago. They must go. How can Mr. Chuma talk of being together when the ZANU-PF leadership is enjoying a life, buying cars, going out of the country for medical checkups, and all these other things? Then Faith Cutler is back again. He says, we should be seeing good policies on the ground towards easing the economic situation in Zimbabwe. And then David says, for how long are we going to have all these problems under ZANU-PF? So I guess we've got another caller. But before going to that caller, let's maybe get a comment from Mr. Lawrence Mutengo of the Rural Teachers Association. Mr. Mutengo, how are you? Mr. Mutengo or Mpengo or Mutengo? Lawrence, are you there?
Mapengo.
Oh, yeah, Mapengo. Mapengo. So, yeah, okay. So now we got it right. So maybe you can pose a question to him.
Makadi niko, tipewe ufungwa zenyu, ndimi muri mkati me zaka wanda wanda shirikuitika munyika. Muno nzwa shirikutoro wana vamwe, manzwa usatoro wana na vachuma, na vamwe vese vese. Tipewe ufungwa zenyu pa mamiru akaita zinu.
Nyaeri papa kumbe ndiye kuti zvinhu zviri pa ground zvakaoma edi vanhu vafanira kuti run away from reality yekuti upenyu muZimbabwe hwaoma maprices akwira then vanhu vasi kuto afforda even mabasics yekuti put on the table. So it's a reality that people don't need to run away and vanhu vezanupiefu vafanira kublema kuti kwanzi pane mumwe munhu ari kubira jecha pazvinhu zvii but even they are to blame because they are just a few months away from election, and we are failing to fulfill my election promises. They are failing to fulfill the Nika. If I'm being there, if I can, if I put in a put it in Gawirana, you can only see on in the Mumu government in the old Kurana. If you know that the Kakaran, I want to enjoy. But it was not an uncle to go and go to the water open now. And this is the thing that I
Saka imimi sekubvunza kwandana mboita manzwa zvataurwa navamwe manzwa zvataurwa navachuma imimi munofunga kuti chii chinofanira kuitwa kuti zvinhu zvigadzikane izvi
zvinhu zvinofanira kuti zvigadzikane izvi ndezvekuti vanhu vanofanira the government zvanhu zvinofanira kuti vaaccepta kuti zvinhu zviri kuitika izvi its not the basis way forward zvavafanira kuti bond runs 181 but you can open a shop on out to three-tier system, exchange system. If you need to work on Gotanga, who's this boomer reality background? I think it could be in a better way forward. Then we move away from the bond in order to look in later, look on the three-tier system. Then our job currently is stable. There's no more options. Yes, there's no more options. Those options can be done and you kind of angle stabilizers and go back and down there. Otherwise, go to the theater, rhetoric, the theater run away from reality. I use the parata paper and you also go to the end of the day.
Zvakunonzi maticha avawisi mari yokunze maticha has generative foreign currency se vachida kubhadharwa nemari yokunze
iyoyo haisi problem yedu because isusu tiri maemployees and the government iresponsibility yayo yekuti acater for our welfare because hatisi tese tingaigenerata kera foreign currency. Kana tatozotapa ipapo totogona kuti no vanhu vedu vatakadzidzisa vakaenda kunze vakaunza maremitenses munyika tichitipai mari iyoyo handifungi kuti ngadziwa tichienda ikoko ivo ngangoita fulfill obligation yedu yekuti maticha kana kuti vashandi vehurumende welfare yavo is well catered for then tine tatopedza ipapo otherwise zvimwe zvese inenge yangova politicking ende nyika yedu haimboendi mberi.
Aiwa tatenda zvikuru vamapengo tichadzoka kwamuri. Ramba yanyu muri parunare. On the issue that teachers do not generate any foreign currency, so they should not asked to be paid in foreign currency. Says mm-hmm. that's not an issue, because it is the government's responsibility to take care of their welfare,
mm-hmm.
Whatever currency is used.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is fine with them, but it has to be a currency that also can make them live a better life than what is going on now.
Mm-hmm. I think what he's saying is very true, because even some big companies that don't generate foreign currency have to rely on, you know, foreign currency from the RBZ.
Mm.
So whether you generate foreign currency or not, you know,
this
you still need
this issue
from
Mr. Chuma.
Yes.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we are told that Mr. Wande, we've got another caller. I think let's take that caller. Sawubona caller, kunjani?
Yoba.
Ngikhuluma lo bani mfowethu?
Khuluma lo Bhekisi.
Bhekisiwe unjani?
Ngiphilile.
Yeah, akutsho phela nakho kukhanya into eziningi sezihlupha kwale Zimbabwe, ubona njani?
Ya, inkinga ngiloku uyibona mangiyibheka ku-TV everything Zimbabwe akukho-right. Amadoktha anelungelo lokuthi astrike ngoba ngabantu. Lamatisha anelungelo lokuthi abastrike ngoba ngabantu. Lokuthi abalethi imali, abangenisa imali yamanye amazwe phandle, akutsho niks lokho. Akukho ukumehluko nes. Isekuthela lo obusayo lo usuke ezandleni zikatitsha. Ama-doctors ayenza umsebenzi obalulekile ebantwini, amatitsha ayenza umsebenzi obalulekile ebantwini bangabantu. Into engixakayo ukuthi are they the only people ababona i-problem esekhaya na, or abantu bonke baseZimbabwe abayiboni laba abanye abantu? Yibo bodwa bayazi ukuthi ekhaya kuludubo na ama-teachers. It says ukuthi everybody must facilitate to fix up i-problem yasekhaya. But only doctors and teachers and nurses yibo abakumele bakhale ukuthi kule problem elizweni. I-government kayilungise udubo olusekhaya. Kube nokuzwana ekhaya. Even abantu abaphandle, they are not happy ukuthi babe phandle. It's not that they like it. You see more.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Bhekisipho, ungadinwa kusasa, sibongele kakhulu.
Yebo.
So what Bhekisipho is saying is that the government should fix everything that is affecting the nation. You know, because he's saying at the end of the day, the problem that is there is seen by everybody. So the government has got the final say in whatever happens in Zimbabwe. So it should fix whatever is there. So maybe let's get a reaction from Mr. Chuma before we go to another guest. So, Mr. Chuma, I think we've been hearing people saying almost the same thing. ZANU-PF is not doing the right thing. So when are you going to do the right thing?
Like I said earlier on, we are doing everything to our best ability, but we are not going to be perfect. We are bound to make mistakes. We are bound to miss one or two things, and hence that's where everybody now is needed collectively, because we might be forming the government as a ruling party, but you see, the government belongs to everybody. It belongs to even the MDC cadre, the ZAPU cadre. So which means that at the end of it all, it all bows back to the effect of saying that let us all partake to the resuscitation of the economy and to the building up of all our infrastructure and everything collectively. So this thing cannot just be left to ZANU-PF. And believe me, ZANU-PF is not wanting to blame anybody. I've never heard them want to blame anybody or point fingers. This is not the time to point fingers at each other. But it is time to start telling some of the truth and saying, so iwewe urikite, amini papu pauri, wena wenzani lapho ukhona. What are you doing where you are? In aside, the sensitivity of the economy, the pushing forward of our country is concerned. And that question alone must then ignite that spark that is going to then start rejuvenating the country as a whole. But the moment wherever you are pulling astray, then you must know that you are part and parcel of the problems of the country called Zimbabwe. But if you are doing well where you are, talking well about your country wherever you are,
in Washington, D.C., as you guys are there now, you should be trying to lobby to say, no, sanctions are not good because they don't affect the Ramnanga God, they don't affect the Chamisa. They affect the ZANU-PF POVO down there, the NDC POVO down there. Those are the people that are actually feeling the brunt of those sanctions. So to say targeted or targeted or whatever is not going to help anybody. Those guys are going to have their breakfast very well. Chamisa will wake up to eat his breakfast. Ramnangagwa is going to wake up to eat his breakfast. Go, but how about Isusu Povo, Pasapa, whether you are ZANU-PF or MDC, you are going to face the same problem. You are going to go to the same hospital where there are no doctors. You are going to send your children to the same schools where there are no teachers. I'm sure they are learning in some private school somewhere. I'm sure they are all grown up, but if they're young, they'll be going to some private school somewhere. But Marawako, they are going to go to teach. So who's falling and who at the end of the day? Those are the questions that Zimbabweans should really be posing to themselves right now.
Thank you.
And that way, we can start solving the question of Zimbabwe going down, and we'll start seeing Zimbabwe going up. Because we now start pulling in one direction, knowing that whatever we do, the consequences are going to be felt by the person down there, not the people up there.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma. Thank you so much. I think we've got another guest.
Mm.
So who is this guest?
Magadini Kopa Runarapo.
I think it's Chief Chirandu.
Ah, yes. Diva Chirandu. Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Magadini.
Yes,
hey, Magadini Zeny.
Mushem.
Vyamako here takapesa kukunzwa pano pa pane pfinyuro pavane mwedzi yakawanda chose
Joshua
munofunge nezva muri kuona nezviri kuitika
zviri kuitika kumusha uko zvakahoma and the problem is there could be a solution by the authorities that be, if ever we had people who had what it takes to come up with the decisions and arrest the situation. Unfortunately, and we'd expect to leave, which is practically impossible if you are being led by somebody who is blind. So...
I think his line is cut off. Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe go to Mr.
Maybe we'll get him back.
Yeah.
Vama Pengwa Muripo. Hello? Vama Pengwa Muripo.
Hello?
Hey. Yeah, ndando tukuda pangwe maenda. Manzwa swa torwa ni vamwe manzwa swa pindura wo na wachuma. Imimi msavara iridzi. Chamunoona chinofanira kuitwa kuti zvinhu zvinake pamuri imimi ndechipi uye zvinozogona here kungogadzirira imimi moga vamwe vasina kugadziriswa
nyaya iripo ndeyekuti vanhu vangavangotibudira pachokwadi mamirira akaita zvinhu ende isipeshali panyaya yezola pakuti tinoona kuti maezola achitaugwa nezvavo kuna vamwe vari kumawana within the government saka kuti vazouya voti kwatiri isusu varairidzi hatisi kuwana hisa handifungi kuti kwai vatrump kana kuti vaobama vakatora mahisa avo vakabuda nawo muzimbabwe angorimo ungati vanhu ungati mari yakatorwa ikabuda munyika ingorimo but iri mudzimba dzavanhu ende vaibudisa vaenda nayo ndo pavakauya vakaisa bhondi vakambotipromisa vachiita zvokuti bhondi 1:1 and ndobva vazotizve bhondi 1:1 haichashandi ndobva vazodzokazova kuti 1:1 yaakushanda those contradictions ndo zvinoratidza kuti vanhu ava vasi kutitaurira in good faith but vakuda kungotirasarasa njere dzedu saka ndobva tava kuramba ipapo kuti no zvinhu zvamuri kutaura hazvii saka the way forward now is ngavatinyatso kutitaurira chokwadi chiripo chokutinoka utsotsi hwese hwavari kuita uko ndo hwatisingadi maethics good governance ndo havasi kuda kushowa ndo hatii kuramba
tinotenda namashoko enyu ramba zvenyu muripo tichadzoka kwamuri pane vamwe futi vari parunhare
yes I think it's Donald Mamboma
that sounds familiar makadiva mamboma
kamakasindo here
Aiwa tiri nani.
Yebo mamboma kunja.
Kuya pila, kuya kunja.
Hai siya pila mfoit.
Titauri reza. Nasi mwoda kutitauri rachi.
Nemkoma wandi mnona sokuti nyigano na kare ni vanhu vane ukakavara kudai vachigwa tipati
tirikubvunza imimi ka tibudzei imimi kuti zvofamiswa sei munozviona sei
as long tichingova nevanhu vakaita sana vachuma vane mfungwa dzakaridzana vachuma dzokusatenda zvinhu zviri pachena papani hanyika yainaki mukoma tidimbonyeperana nokuti kuzvino muriko vava kutoblema kutoblema kuti sokuti opposition opposition ine simba Kadiwondo wakata wina tapinda panyanga. Kama chita kwa nao why iko zino wachita assistant the opposition but why riga wachita ma wachita me doubt that kuti 10 plus 1 yani why va iko zino wauda kuti join forces nani wauda kubata naye. Kama chita ndo zvai riga. Vano riga vasina clue yokuzogadzira nyika. Yo problem ine vanhu ava. Saka haisi yakanaka nyika yedu mukoma chero tikadii. Tichingova nevanhu vane mfungwa dzakaridza vachuma idzo. Iwo vanobva vanonyatso kuzviona ndi MP kana kuti vakazopavo. Kusijenzi yeye anatumiria, mna na nata mbwa chini zungu, na siri kutoa tiano, siri varimu, panta mbwa, ano sisi zile zungu, chuma alanga sang, ngai tisuku tuaru, ngai tisuku tuaru, tisuku tuaru kuzungu zungu kazi man, apana zungu kazi budi zungu, gamu nata mbwa, iko zungu ada samadu, yeye matija, urukite, urukite pa uri, chicha, taka bari, ni warungu wari pota kambu na mna chini zungu tepa uri, taka uro shanda, shauru kita kushanda, chicha rukuti zavana, kaji pua kapa, Umbo duruki tayi pa uri pa bogo tibo. Atu mama msafa kama msa msa kama gawa invite tayi pa bogo. Atu.
Aiyo ati taro.
Atu nukumu mo invite tayi
pa. Aiyo.
Tido. Fungwa zawo zilo pesa ni ni mo mo hizo
ni. Izo ashina aisiri moja kuti fungwa zawa ni zino pesa na zino siana. Ndoza tido kuri zira pa chirongwa chino kuti vanvata ure shirimu zire. Shavano wana mabonero awo fungwa zawo pamsoro pesa rukiti kamunyika. Saka.
Ati fungwa zawa chuma. Fungwa zawa chuma. Nifunga dawa chiru manzu mkuma wande Tavo kudai Mwano nye kutiza pa chokwadi Tawano ziva chukwadi Ngama mbu pota wachi adimita kutichindo chokwadi Kana makangotero cheta ya tingi nika enda kabozi Problem ya tina ende uteta suti ni wano mnika wazi Masinga accepti chokwadi kiri pachena Dozi none kutiyo waka uzi wadu wakati Kutiyo wanda wadu Kutiyo wanda wata mandu Kwa omu uwezi wachi oposa Majority ya wadu kutungamira
Chire gai Chire
gai Chire gai
Chire gai
Chire gai Chire shara Yo urukuta wana shamuna shara
Chiregai vachuma vapindro vega. Mr. Chuma, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. It gets disappointing to hear a grown up man say that. And I think that Vitara Pachena Futi and Dambot is Zagana Gamnoms, but that's what Vitara wanted me that it is Utambra Pover, Utambra Pover, Zante Jair Utambra, Pover, DCA Utambra. As well, Kuru go, you know, Tasuka Pachina, Chokurago Gadders, three toes. It's not an issue of a government of national unity, no. But it's a matter of saying, but the world power, you have a role to play, definitely. You can want to show down a role, you play a role in Zimbabwe. Then you are somehow lost somewhere. You have a part to play. It's just like a character and a corruption. Corruption doesn't okay by one person. It has to involve other parties. And once the other party refuses to be corrupted or to be corrupt, then corruption cannot okay. But because another party then partakes of that, then that's how corruption is begun. That's all I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that we all have a role to play wherever we are. And if we don't play our roles and want to blame, I don't pay for blame the government. I said that one, Dopacha, Totangra, Papa, Zuma. But no one wants to do Zuma because Zuma is Zuma, and Zuma is Zuma. So this is the time to really look at this thing national, in a nationalistic viewpoint rather than a partisan viewpoint of the Zambia's MDC. Those who do rise, who are always on a political gear all the time. That is why we say a budget politics are our own. People think I'm a budget development. People are going to get developers. Say, Tiri Tose, you all go MDC, in Zambia, but this is not in the Zimbabwe. It belongs to everybody, all those parties put together.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Maybe Donald is still there. Maybe can just his parting words, Donald.
Eh, mama, mama. Muchiribo.
Punda kuti iyo endiribo.
Eh, and
his mapi... last words maybe because time is up.
Ma piwa mindro yenyu anditi mainzwa.
Ndanzwa, ndo pano ndavunza padokodoko ngotiwa nguva dokodoko ndavunza kuti iyo pavano fanda achida kune dzimwe nyika dzavamwe havaho kunyara here yevakuru. Pero acho mato to asa executive kana dia mero legislature mavari kana pai ava huri nyara here vachiona development iri kune nyika peo vakuru vane vachibuda vachiuya kuno vachibira dzindege vachidi ava huri kunyara here kuti nyika yavo yakangosunga ibiriki dzabiridza kuti mbaku ingongondo hapana kana ndima yachabuda kana mporo haubudi kana ndiza dziri dzamgoma akanda kungobudira na pachokwadi apa vanhu vazvikoni wavo koma dzema dzemu zvicherwa zvino ma platinum anobuda zvinende ipi.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mamboma.
Ai vata tatenda chaizvo nemashoko enyu se mazuva ose matipa mashoko kuti timbo nyatsofunga nezvamaburitsa tinotenda zvikuru vamamboma.
Maita basa mukomo.
Very nice discussion. So we've got Brighton Ndugu who says ET must give Chamisa a chance. Then Makosi Ncube says I'm watching you live, guys, from Bulawayo. Then Santon Makuze says, this old dispensation has failed. Then Mpo Machaka says, it's so disheartening because our leaders have failed to deliver from their election promises. I'm watching you from Swaziland.
Mm.
Then I've got people like, let me see, Tafatso Ataru says, what Mr. Chuma is saying is not true because the government of Zimbabwe only belongs to ZANU-PF. And then K. Mukunda says, please, Mr. Chuma, stop lecturing us on sanctions. They were put for a reason. So please, please make sure that you stay out of some of these things at times.
Mm.
And then we've got Takias Kauke. He says, please, Mr. Chuma, you're out of order. So what do we have here?
Mm-hmm. We have a familiar name, Mr. Dennis Juru.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's an office holder in the International Cross-Border Traders Association,
mm-hmm.
who is saying that they stand in solidarity with those people who are striking.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mr. Dennis Juru.
Mm-hmm.
There is Mr. Mpe Mikoti, who says, zvimwe zvinhu zvinosiririsa ZANU inongoramba ichiti iri kutonga munyika musina mari pakaipa dai vanzwira tsitsi vana veZimbabwe vangosiyavo semapiwo avakaitwa naSmith. That's what he believes that they should just leave the country the way it was when it was handed over to
by Ian Smith. Now I think we've got Chief Chirandu now.
Chirandu,
so
yes.
Chief Chirandu, how are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, your phone was actually cutting off. So, Chief Chirandu is a former captain in the Zimbabwe National Army, and I guess now he's based in South Africa. So now, looking at the time when you were in Zimbabwe and now, I mean today, so do you see any big difference in terms of Zimbabwe's economic situation right now?
There is a difference, if I can say. The time we are free the yes, time that's when we had the serious problem by 2008. But I experienced an economic meltdown in Zimbabwe, which led later to the formation of the government of national unity, which then eased things up. You know, we had a reprieve of some sort up until 2012. Because of Pera government of national unity. Prior to that government of national unity, things had gone haywire. I think you bear with me. You understand how things were at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we are to reflect on what was happening that time, vis-a-vis what we are seeing and experiencing now, I think we are even worse off. In 2018, 2019, things are not getting any better. We are actually going down, and there is no coming back. As we can see, there are no signs of recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that you can say probably is going to give us some signposts of a better tomorrow. We only know that today is a bad day, tomorrow is even going to be worse, and we go on like that. And we see like EMA doctors, and they're going to be joining to nurses as well as my teacher, which is a national catastrophe. You know? But of course, we saw this coming. We saw this coming. Unfortunately, we have people in our country who believe you don't need to listen to reason, but you need to continue being repressive and reactive on issues. Really, if you were to come together and maybe find the best way possible out of my problems, and you would say, okay, fine, I can't go on like this because we need to lead to something worse than we have ever experienced before. Like, I mean, when we started having these issues of strikes, especially from the junior doctors, you could hear, right, from the leadership, that you say, unfortunately, we don't have any leadership. We don't have leaders in our understand that PF is synonymous of people who rule, as they always say, with the Chinotonga. But I don't know where the problem is. Because we don't need Chinotonga. That's where the problem is. That's where all the problems are emanating from. They are stemming from that. That we have people, we have the delicious Chinotonga. Chinotonga, I mean, Moshambi and Munica. But unfortunately, we don't have a Tungamiru. That's why we have this problem. But problems, EMA doctors, they were not being given attention to. Otherwise, they were just being labeled as people who are not patriotic. Where you would get a vice president of a country to lecture us on the difference between a profession and an occupation, something that is unheard of, even if you call somebody from Mars, even rocket science, who never get to a point where you have that kind of definition of trying to convince people that these people, they just have an occupation, it's not a profession. So, you know, there's the James Bond quote that we did. We don't expect that.
Thank you so much. Can you hold on? Yes, can you hold on? We're coming back to you. Let's take a caller. Slow Baba, Uspasa Chuma. Baba Chuma, kunjani? Hayi siyaphila kakhulu isikhathi sesihambile Chuma, phose lakho khonapho baba, utsho ukuthi ubona njani ukwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe.
Hey, okwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe kunzima baba, fo ukuthi iqiniso elipheleleyo. Kunobunzima okukhulu kakhulu, kade amadokotela abeke phansi izikhali abantu bayasezibhedlela. Nanka amatichara katesi lawo, abantwana kusasa bevula, kakula mntwana uzawuyifundiswa. Angikwazi ukuthi ilizwe lileqele livaliwe lithi. Ukuthi nje kasila abakhokheli abangani bakhaliphile enqondweni bawasebenzisa kwentini manje kungasebenzisa into yentini lapha akusebenzi into enjalo lapha emhlabeni la uyamele ulaleli abantu laba batshela kudala amatisha abona atshengisela kulesi khathi kwakumele ukuthi ngabalalela izikhalazo zabo amadokotela akhuluma kulesi khathi kodwa into bezinzie kuzingakhangelwa umuntu uyabelekhu ekhulume siyale hhayi bakithi kunobunzima okukhulu kakhulu angazi ukuthi zizachela singaphi kuyacala ivale ilizwe lithi kanye ukuthi ngiyakhangela.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ungadinela kusasa Sibasa Chuma.
Hayi kulungile baba.
Siyabonga kakhulu. So all what he's saying is that all these problems started long back and the government should have listened to the needs of the teachers and doctors. So maybe Mr. Chuma can wrap it up in a minute. Baba Chuma, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm there.
Yeah, can you your last word, sir?
Well, what I want to say is that there are genuine problems and genuine strides from all these sectors. Teachers definitely have something to cry about. Their salaries are not probably commensurate with the work that they do. Same with the doctors. Same with almost all the employees. The police, the soldiers, you name it. There is a problem, but. This is our thing. This is our country. This is our new government that just came in. Let us not squeeze it. Let us not kill it. Let us grow it together. let's understand while we're at it. Let's cut some of these things. Government also being sincere about it.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma.
And we move on.
I'm sorry, time is out, Mr. Chuma, but thank you so much. Sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF member, Mr. Obed Masarawura, president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, and Chief Chirandu, a former army captain in the Zimbabwe National Army. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Let's meet again tomorrow.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. Have a good night. Until we meet next time.